Thank you very much, Daniel. And as you can notice, a lot of hard work has gone into this presentation. We could have given you some estimates yesterday, but we thought that it would be better to place this information in its proper context, including its historical context, how much previous ISPs have costed us, and what changes with each review conference, and also what could be the possible implications for individual contributions. As Daniel mentioned, there are lists of possible individual contributions based on these two scenarios available with him. So if you are interested, you're welcome to check that out. In a strategic sense, what we are looking at is an additionality of about 24% if we add 5 more days, and an additionality of about 43-44% if we add 10 more days. But that would still keep the overall cost within the historical range of what we've been spending on the ISPs. And if we were to, you know, the bar graph that you saw, if we were to project back the money we spend on the ISU during the heyday of the negotiations, say in 2000, on the protocol, we would be looking at something like close to $5 million, and at the bottom end, $500,000. So, you know, that's been the range of money that's been spent on this very important convention. So we will stop here. If there are any comments, any questions, one way of handling them is to come to us bilaterally, and maybe I think if there are some strategic conclusions you want to draw from this, maybe we can do it in the smaller room when we start talking about our important work of reaching consensus on an intersessional program for the period up to the 9th review conference. Would any delegation wish to take the floor at this stage?
Okay.
The UK, please.